When my wife and I decided to move our young family from the wide open prairie to Wisconsin's Great North Woods, we'd always tell people it was for tall trees and clear water. If you've never driven through the prairie pothole region, it's basically square mile after square mile of row crops with a smattering of grasslands and wetlands here and there. The closest you come to a forest is probably looking down a row of telephone poles. The water was cloudy there, poor visibility, often less than 1 foot. When we brought our first child to the north, we went to a beach and he marched right in until he was deep enough that you could see the breath from his nostrils making waves in the water. Then he stared at his toes as he raised and lowered, first one leg, then the other. He had never seen his legs in lake water before, and he was mystified. It was clear that we had made the right decision. If I were to guess, I would say you probably value clear lakes and rivers as well. I don't know if I've ever met anyone living up here that doesn't care if our lakes and rivers stay clear and clean. Additionally, we have a lot of lakeshore owners who take genuine pride in their particular lake. I've never lived anywhere else where so many people buy personalized vehicle license plates that include the name of their lake. I know many lakeshore owners who are active in their lake association, participate in citizen monitoring programs, and help out with Clean Boats, Clean Waters monitoring efforts at boat landings. For those of you who are interested in taking your interest in clear lakes and clear water to the next level, there's a conference coming up that you should check out. On April 10th through the 12th in Stevens Point, it's the Wisconsin Lakes Partnership Convention and Water Action Volunteers Symposium. It's quite a mouthful. The conference is as big as the title suggests. They will have 50 concurrent educational sessions and an educational poster session, lots of professional and educational exhibits as well. If you're interested in learning more about topics like lakescaping, rain gardens, pollinators, fish, wildlife, forestry, you can find it at this conference. For example, one of my recurring topics every winter is my concern over how much salt from our wintertime roads ends up in our lakes and rivers. Well, Hillary Dugan, assistant professor for the UW-Madison Center for Limnology, will be giving a presentation on that very topic. Of additional note is one of their keynote speakers, Dr. Douglas Tellamy. He literally wrote the book, well, two books actually, on gardening for beneficial insects and designing home gardens for both beauty and biodiversity. I borrowed a copy of both of his books, Bringing Nature Home and The Living Landscape, and they are brimming with excellent information for the home gardener or nature enthusiast. They would make a great addition to any reference library for home gardeners and landscapers. If you want to learn more about this great conference in Stevens Point in April, you can go to their website at www.wisconsinlakes.org. We are very fortunate to live in an area with so many excellent lakes and rivers. It's easy to start to take them for granted, especially when you live your whole life here. But take it from me. If you travel to a number of other states, you'll be surprised at the relative lack of lakes, especially the kind with deep, clear water. In fact, you can actually see that by simply traveling further south right here in Wisconsin. I grew up in Outagamie County, whose biggest lake is actually an impoundment of Black Otter Creek. We had to drive to Shawano County when we actually wanted to take a boat out on the lake to fish. Or a couple times a summer, we might be lucky enough to travel to the state forest right here in our backyard and go camping, boating, and fishing for a long weekend. In addition to our state's environmental quality and enforcement standards, we owe a lot to our concerned citizens, lakeshore owners, and volunteers for continuing to help keep these lakes healthy. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.